Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for August 8, 2023 at 1900. All rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. We'll start off with public comments. We'll give the public 30 more seconds just in case someone walks through the door. Okay, we'll move on then to agenda review and adoption. Unless there's anything to be changed to the agenda, I would look for a motion to adopt as written.
Make a motion to adopt the agenda as written.
Second.
So moving second to adopt the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
So moving second to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Move on. No chief.
They didn't have nothing else other just to report on the National Night Out went well. Same here. I figure we probably 150 to 200 maybe around, I think is about what we had for turnout. So a little better than last year, but I think it was pretty good turnout. Yeah, went pretty well. So, you know, kind of a thank you to Lions for giving away the buttons. Emmanuel for doing the crazy hair and all their other beanbags and all that they did, and everybody else that contributed. So, yeah, I think it went well.
Agreed. Excellent. I wonder see if they'll keep Night to Unite that slogan for next year. Let's go back to National Night Out. Move on then to Old City Business, City Road 50 stop signs.
All right. So we had inquired and talked about putting stop signs. Well, or initially we talked about putting a yield sign at corner of Henrietta and Jacob there, where we have that cross. But instead, what they want to do is a stop sign, and they're calling it with a plaque. I'd say a sign, right, that says that right turn doesn't stop, you know, except right turn. So stop, except right turn. So that way it's a through. County has the right of way through. So if you're on either side of Jacob now, you'll have to stop. And then also, I don't know, Jason, did you mention that to him, or did they just come up with putting a stop sign down by?
No, I mentioned it to him.
Okay. So down two by Railroad there on Railroad Street, where County Road 50 comes through too, putting a stop sign there too with the same thing except right turn. So County Road 50 is kind of, you know, has the right of way coming through town. And then the other end, you would stop. Because what's funny is on one end, like here, Jacob, we have a stop sign here. Over here, we'd have nothing. So that way, we'll just put two stop signs. So it'll probably take a while for the locals because they're probably used to just, but we'll just have to keep an eye on it. But that's kind of the conclusion they came up with. And just we've, you know, over the years I've been here, we've talked about it. And then the county never really came up with anything or never did anything. But we pushed it this time, and this time they're actually now going to put in the stop signs there, which I think will be good, because otherwise, like me and Jason had talked, well, who's at fault if something happens because there's not the proper signage?
Yeah.
This way it makes it cut and dry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal.
Holtz, any questions?
Yeah. Did they do locates, Jason?
Yeah.
So...
Well, I think this week, I think, is when they're doing
sort of location. Possibly this week, heads up that probably be put in this week.
Okay. Move on to water improvements, the old water tower.
Yeah, so there we got everything done, all the improvements done. I've only heard one inkling that the one neighbor wasn't happy with the driveway, but He hasn't come. He's talked to others, but he hasn't talked to me directly. So I guess I'll just wait to see how that plays out. I mean, personally, I don't know. I didn't see an issue with it. The whole concept there is in order to put that water main in, we would have to cut out 3/4 of his driveway. So we had sat there and we agreed, well, I'll just place the whole thing, right? Otherwise it's going to look kind of bad. So he got a brand new driveway, but from what I've heard, he wasn't happy with the way the driveway was put in or the condition of the driveway, the finished product. But I don't know. I think it's fine. But
did he specify what the problem was?
He
was talking that there's like a big aggregate and he thinks that within a year it's going to all crumble. And he was saying there's a little lip, and I seen there's not much of a lip, but
some of it had a little lip where maybe wasn't rolled down 100% some spots, like met the other when the roller went by.
No, a roller pass was just,
It's, I don't think it's that bad, but he's got his opinion, so.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. Other than that, I think everything went well, right, Jason? Everything done. That's another project in books.
Move on then to parcel 45.201010100, the vacant lot.
Just so you know, I didn't get much positive feedback on the chicken run concept. So I just wanted to relay that to council. Kind of what others have said, they'd be open to like gardens or something. More. They would like to see something more of that nature there than the residents in the area. So I thought I would just pass that along.
Like public gardens or?
What's that?
Public gardens or a city garden?
Community garden.
Yeah, there's no water there, is there?
No, we talked about that. That would be the one setback there. There's nothing stuck in there.
What if you would do something this year? It's getting that road's getting tore up, so now would be time to do it.
Yeah, now would be the time to stub water in there,
right?
With the Red Street being redone next year.
Yeah.
I mean, if we do stick water in there, how's a guy monitor that though? So someone just doesn't go over there and just fill up a bunch of buckets for themselves. If the city's going to, I mean, I'm assuming the city, you're not going to monitor it, right?
Or keep a hose on.
You know what I'm saying? Because we just have a water there, I mean, that people can use.
If you come out and look out here, probably have to do a concept like we do here. Because we have it metered here coming off this hydrant.
And also if there'd be garden, according to my dad, when they did that addition down there, they put all the junk dirt in there. So,
yeah. Right. You have to be like raised beds.
Have to be raised beds or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll just kind of keep thinking about ideas to potentially do something down there. Maybe a petting zoo. We'll move on to the parcel 45.0282010, the minor subdivision.
All right, so just to give you an update on that, I had the and put together a review for us of all the steps we need to take place. What we'll probably do is hold a public hearing at the September meeting. One of the things I'm working with them right now, and I'm going to have our planners at that public hearing, because I think the biggest concern there with that parcel is zoning. You know, how we're going to zone that. So I will be working with our planners till before the next meeting to have, you know, kind of our options. They've kind of laid out, you know, a few options of doing a con plan amendment. But I think the biggest thing there is, you know, we'd really like to see that parcel cleaned up, considering the condition and state it's in currently. So that's the other thing I'll be working with them too, is looking at if there's any possible nuisances there with that property at the current condition of it. So I want to get those things ironed out before we approve the subdivision split. you know, on this council, I think we're all, council's all in agreement on.
Yes.
That's the direction we want to take.
Yep, looks like it.
Good. So then what I would look for is a motion to set the public hearing for September 12th, 2023 to discuss possible change in zoning and for the subdivision split.
Make a motion to set public meeting for September 12th, 2023 for zoning and discussion of Meyer subdivision split.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to hold a public meeting on September 12th, 2023 for zoning and subdivision discussion of parcel 45.0282010. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Public hearing is set.
So community hall repairs. I think we finally have everything lined up. First thing we need to do is basically approve the bid. For a Century Fence for $5,994. They were a buck cheaper and they were able to get out here within our timeline. So recommendation is to approve the bid from Century Fence for $5,994.
Make a motion to accept the bid for Century Fence for $5,994.
Second. So moved and seconded to accept the bid from Century Fence. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes.
Okay, so they're coming. The steps are off.
Steps are off.
Waiting next week, they'll be pouring the concrete.
Yep, he's saying the 14th, they're going to be coming. So
14th. So they'll be doing that. So in there, do you have a copy, Jason? What I don't, is that pretty much what they decided, minus that little area there that they're trying to scribble out?
Yep, that blue area that the Hunt and Fish Club, is that what you're wondering?
Yeah.
They're going to do 8 foot by like 41 foot right there, just so that's someplace where they come off their trailer and they have sidewalk concrete there. So instead of doing that big 25 by 50
slab, big
slab
like that. And then, so they'll complete that. And then also, Jason got two bids to do the cement slab.
South. On the south side.
South side. Out front there. So that bid was $32.93.75 for 30-30. And brought one for a 17 by 31 slab quarters at $3,698. So what I would look there is probably to approve 30-30 to complete that slab also. But then with that, the Sportsman's Club will be reimbursing us for that portion of it.
Council, any questions? Otherwise, look for motion.
And then I believe, right, Jason, before, sorry, the 8 by 41 slab, that's 2050. Sportsman's Club's going to reimburse the city for that portion too.
Yep.
Correct? And then they're looking to donate two maintenance-free benches, up to two, I think, right?
Yep, and we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Okay, so then we're looking for a motion to approve the 30-30 concrete bid for the 17 by 31 and the 8 by 41 patio for a total of $5,343.75.
Make a motion to approve the bid for 3030 concrete for the two patios described by Mayor for a total of $5,343.75.
Second it.
It's moved and seconded to approve the two patio bids by 3030 concrete. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes.
Once that's completed, Dan will come back and finish the studies.
Perfect.
So that project will finally be done. Hall lights, you haven't been up to the hall. That's all done now on the far side. It's a lot brighter. It looks a lot nicer.
Cool.
Excellent. Any questions, Council? Okay. Cement pad benches.
Yeah, so we can already discuss that. And so with the benches, I know the Lions Club had, it wasn't the Lions, it was the Washington Lakers 4-H Club.
Yeah, but we have,
but you,
we have possession of
you them. Have possession yeah. of them of two benches. The concept there was, though, it sounds like these benches are more made for inside. They won't hold up for the outside elements.
Okay.
So I don't know if we want to put them benches where that cement pad is. So the concept there is, do we want to put them in the hall somewhere? Or, because I don't really know. We talked about it kind of today. We didn't really know where to put them if they're not really outside. Otherwise, you'd have to bring them out, put them back, store them for winter, and bring them out. Or otherwise, I believe Diana said they could donate them to the Sibley County Fair. And then we would just look at different benches too, because I think what we're looking is more the permanent maintenance-free benches that are right out front here, or what's down at the baseball park.
At the baseball park in the first baseline there, it's by the yard.
Which we think that would hold up to the elements, and they could stay out year round. We could bolt them down.
And Hunt Fish Club said they'd donate two of them, or I don't know if Lions are still talking about donating some, because you can almost get three of them in there if you want. It's up to you guys, or so it's kind of up to council if they want two or three, or if Lions are even talking about donating one, or I don't know. But so
what does the council think? Do we want to go with more than two? Do we want to go with three, since there's potential room? Or
that slab is from the stairs, it's like 20 feet over, and then probably 12 feet out, and there's 6-foot benches. So I mean, I think you can easily get three in there. You can put two on the north side and then one up against the stairs, but do you need that much out there? I don't know.
I just would stick with two.
I would do two, too.
Yeah, I think two
would just look better. Hamburg Hunt Club do one and have Lions do one if that's what they want.
Lions are either.
Right.
I mean, Jason's going to talk to them at the next meeting. They'll definitely do one, if not two. So I don't know if you, next meeting, you guys want, you want to talk, because I sent you the information on what benches. We see what they say.
Yeah, and we'll do that.
It's up to you guys.
Okay, so we'll do that. Move on then to park repairs, lawnmower.
Take floor on that one.
Well, the ball fields, first of all, what we want to do is, because do you guys see them ball fields are like, they're basically like a town team. We want to bring it in like 15 feet, the outfield in about at least. So this year we're talking about putting dirt in there, and then we're going to budget for ag lime next year. So there'll be actually little league fields again. So that, and then on the west parking lot, there's like that gravel with weeds and everything. This fall, we're probably gonna tear that all up, put dirt in there and seed it. So that's pretty much on the ball fields. Then the lawnmower, what direction do you guys want to go? Because a new one costs 14-15 grand.
And I talked to them and they sell it at 25 to 33 grand we get for trade-in, which isn't worth it when we have. Or you sell it all right for 6-7 grand, I think. Or like me and Steve are talking, because it's not a bad neighbor. It's only got 1,000 miles or 1,000 hours. We just drive it till it dies. And then once that one dies, get one and trade it in like every 2 years. Because I talked to Rich and that's what he said they do every year or 2 years. And they don't lose much money on it that way. But right now we lose a lot. And but the thing is, in April, the engine will blow. You never know. But
what do we, where would that money come from in the case that, like you just said, theoretically engine blows first of all next year? We pull that out of that
savings account. Okay, I mean, would be our kind of our
weekend,
our OPU fund. So
okay. They, you know what you called it?
If something went south, you know, I mean, there are monies there for equipment replacement. But the big thing to juggle is kind of what we're talking, are some big purchases next year. So, you know, we're talking new truck, which we'll get into too here a little later in the meeting, or we can just combine it all. I mean, so if we would be looking at, we could possibly be looking at a new mower. I'll just bring it into the mix. The 1 ton tranny's gone out on it. So that's another decision we have to make, what we want to do with that 1 ton. I mean, right now, I don't think it's really worth anything with the, you know, with the tranny having issues. We figure about 3 grand to rebuild the tranny. And then we've talked, a few people we've talked to said we'd be dumb to get rid of that truck. Just for the fact.
Steve is, I mean, I don't know if you guys really know Steve, but he's pretty mechanical. And he knows a lot of people with everything. And he was saying that truck, people like them trucks. Well, it's 454 in it, it's 1 ton. And he said, people just keep them trucks because a new one's 100 grand for that setup. And it's just, and them trannies, he said, you can't find them trannies because people, they're mainly plow trucks. So people just, they'll put it on a shelf and just keep it for their tranny when they go outside. So he's saying there's a guy in Glencoe that just say 3 grand to do it. And Steve would drop the tranny himself and he'd bring it over there and then put it back in. So, and then last year when Brandon brought the truck to Sinclair, Steve went through that list today and he said, we're using it for town. He goes, yeah, if you're driving 70 miles an hour up for 100 miles, yeah, fix that stuff. But not in town. He said, it's plenty good. He said, just grease some of that stuff and it'll just be fine. So, and my whole thing is, say we get a storm, trees go down, what am I supposed to do if we have no 1 ton really with a dump box?
And the option is to get a trailer for another truck. And right now we can't pull that trailer with either truck really.
Exactly. Right.
And the trailer's going to be more than 3 tons.
Honestly, I'd rather have, I mean, what are we going to get for the pump? It all depends. Steve said that truck is, if it, the tranny is good, he said it's worth some good money because it's 60,000 miles on it only. So, I mean, it's got some issues, but that's kind of up to you guys. And we almost have to buy a trailer and I don't think we're anything ahead. I mean, we can haul the Bobcat, but anytime we need to do that, Lionel's come and get it if we need to haul it out there. And we're a lot more. So I don't think we're ahead of anything.
What's a trailer? 10 grand?
Depends what size.
Huh?
Depends what size and weight.
Right. 10 yeah. Is all we'd need.
Yeah.
Because that would haul a Bobcat. And I don't know if you
have. Yeah, probably a 10 footer. If it's like for a Bobcat, probably 14,000 pound, probably looking at 11 grand. If you want a decent one that'll actually hold the weight of a Bobcat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuild a lot of transmissions with that.
Yeah, right.
And then you got to go buy yourself another pickup on top of it for 50, 60,000.
Right.
To pull it.
I would just look into more of getting the tranny, rebuilding the tranny or whatever.
Especially if Steve's willing to pull it.
Yeah,
Steve's willing to pull it. And
yeah.
Just down at his place, he's got a shop down there or whatever, and he said he'd pull the tranny and then just go through the whole truck and just everything kind of.
I would say that, that's our best bet.
Yeah, right? Good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's probably what I would lean towards. I mean, if that's what you're happy, I mean, are you happy with? I mean, the pickup.
I'd actually rather keep the one ton than get a trailer.
Right. Yeah. That's why I was kind of. It's more just of a hassle. Another thing to store where we can
put. Yeah.
You know.
And I think the thought is to buy a new truck, trade in probably the Ranger. You know, because Rangers they sell too, but that might be depending on trade in versus selling outright.
Sure. Yeah. Selling it outright might be better.
But then to get a 3/4 long truck with you know, a tool
service box, right?
Tool
service. You still got a bed there you can haul stuff in, actually, because I'd rather have a regular cab.
Everything's on the truck and ready to go when something happens to, or he's got to do something. And then you got the one ton for cleaning the park, picking up dirt, gravel, you know, whatever, need a load of rock. Then you got that dump trailer too, or, you know, otherwise you'd need a dump trailer with, you know.
Yeah, explore the avenues of getting the tranny.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Then I guess the mowers, I don't know. It,
so do we have a backup mower the way it sits?
Right now we have one, because that's why we have that one too, is because
right. We
kept it a while, and then they said they'd give us $1,000. That's when Greg was here, and they said they'd give us $1,000 trade, and just after we put $1,500 into it.
So we plan to keep, I mean, all hypothetical, we plan to keep the one ton, fix it up, and you know, might be more things he wants to fix. So let's call it $4,000 on mm-hmm. parts training. And assuming we have a lot of expenditures next year, we don't know if the mower is going to make it. I mean, it should, right? Proper maintenance, but like you said, you can't prepare. You got to prepare for that.
Okay. Yeah, anything can happen.
How much is a new mower?
13.5, somewhere on there, he said.
So we'd sell the current. We'd sell the current backup, keep this one as a backup, and put it on this year's line item is kind of what we're looking at.
Well, actually, I mean.
Is there anything wrong with this mower?
No.
Yeah.
That's how many hours are on our current backup? Our current backup, just a, like, I don't know
how long do these go? How many?
15, I think.
Maybe. 1,500?
If that, and then
and we got newer ones,
just under, it's about 950.
And what? What are they built for?
And they only go 2,000 or 3,000 usually. I mean, you look at some of the landscapers there. I mean, I'm kind of keeping. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
And this budget for down the road getting
a
new mower. And then just once we get a new mower, just every year or 2 years trade it or sell it, all right, whatever.
I say go with that philosophy. Because I mean,
as long as you're happy with it, I agree too.
And the main thing is, if you keep up on maintenance, which I'm sure Greg did, and that's what I'm doing, I'm keeping exactly what he told me to do. So, I mean, for the most part, it should stay good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's Steve's background in small gas engines?
Do we need a motion on the transmission thing, though?
Yeah, we should.
What's the
because that's a non-budget, and that's
what's so, the price, like, just to go over. So if he said $3,500, $4,000.
Well, he was some people brought him there, they're $1,800, but this is a one ton, it's a bigger tranny. And Steve was saying he was thinking $25,000 to $3,000. So
okay.
I don't know if you wanna.
Is he gonna fix more when he's there? Or would it be like $3,500?
Yeah, like when he's got it opened up already, he's going
to fix, or like more maybe things. Wants to do some ball joints or shocks or something. You know,
yeah, if he sees something pressing, it'd be nice to have something built in there if he's got it at the shop.
I'd say, I mean,
I'd say let's just do $4,000 and
$4,000. And if it goes over that, we have to talk about it.
Up to $4,000 in repairs, including the transmission.
Right. Yep. Well, that'll do the tranny easily. And then
if
there's anything else,
So if there's anything else, then for longevity, just do it before it becomes a bigger problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, I make a motion to move forward with repairing the transmission on the one ton Chevy, not to exceed $4,000.
Second it.
Moving seconded to get the repairs for the one ton, not to exceed $4,000, transmission included. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulding, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Move on then to public nuisance violation.
All right. So we sent out 7-8 letters. About half of them have taken care of. Some have made some progress. A couple have made no progress. So my thought process was to send one. Usually I do a friendly letter. And then we do one more letter saying you have till then. And then we declare it a nuisance. So then what we'd be looking at is sending out one more letter at the next council meeting. They'd be declared a nuisance and sent to prosecution if we're following past tense. So I just want to give you an update on that. And I kind of, after driving around today, I found a few more that probably could use nuisances too. So I will include them on the nuisance list.
Council, any questions?
No, pretty straightforward.
Okay. We'll move on then to the hydrant on Brad Street and David Avenue.
Yeah, so we got
Mr. Mayor, I got a question.
Yes, go ahead, Mike.
One of the nuisances I believe is my neighbor's property. I'm just wondering if there's a change or an update on the status of that property. I just wanted to
as in nuisance or is that what you're asking, Mike?
Yeah, what status is that he had right now?
Yeah, well, he hasn't completed nothing. So now
yeah, basically he done.
Nothing's been done. So we'll send out a letter giving him till next council meeting. And if it's not done, then it's sent to prosecution. But usually I try to do a friendly and then kind of the so-called nasty gram. Mm-hmm. If it's not taken care of with by probably September 11th, we'll say. Which we have a meeting the 12th.
Sure, we have city guidelines.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we followed because kind of the concept, Mike, is to get it done. You know, otherwise people don't do nothing. So we try to work with them. I mean, I think the city's pretty easy to work with if you work with us. So really what we're trying to do is get something done, not that it's just left and you got to stare at it the whole time, but
you drive by every day, you see
I do. And I went by there today and, you know, nothing's been done. I mean, there's 4-foot weeds. I mean, it's both properties next to you and across the street.
He's got so much trash behind the car, behind the parks to start with. I don't think that's legal to be stored. Abandoned vehicles,
no,
boats, trailers.
And that's part of what it is. Weeds and abandoned vehicles is, I think, the two.
Siding's falling off the building.
And I guess that's another thing. I guess we can add that to it to see if anything gets done and review that. I can add that, no problem.
Anything else on the nuisances? Thanks, Mike.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, move on then to the hydrant on Brad Street and David Avenue.
So we got two bids. Bid from Hennings was $15,250. And Wackles was $17,880. Just looking at the water portion of it versus. So it was cheaper for Hennings to do it. One of the questions in talking with the engineer is when they do it, would we want to put in that hydrant and then just fill it with gravel? And leave it until we do the project next year? Or do we want to patch it just to tear it up next year? So that was kind of probably the biggest question I want to do, right? I think the only concern I'd have is, you know, snow plowing. That if you know, I know how snow plower drivers, if they, you know, if you've got a gate valve or anything that sticks up,
I think that would be kind of my only biggest concern if we did patch it.
And this is in the road? How big of a patch are we talking?
It's all the way across the road.
It's on the east side of the road, so it's not going to be. The water main goes on the east side of the road, and the meter, the hydrant's going to be on the east side too. So
yeah,
it's not going to be anything. The Gateville, we can have that lower. We can lower it, and then when they pave it,
right,
we can raise it.
So how big of an area do you think?
It'll probably have to go, 10 feet wide?
And at least.
10 feet wide, 10 by 10, 15?
10 by, yeah. Big enough.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I could see a future complaint of potholes in the winter and stuff like that, which, I mean.
Right.
How much more is it cost to just draw a quick patch over real quick?
Well, I mean, if you look at what they quoted us, 10.7. Well, there's some turf restoration in there too, or whatever, and curb and gutter. But
I can get a price from Miller's tomorrow, once just whenever before, because most likely it won't. Even if Hennings can come and do it before that, it ain't going to be paved before that. So before the next meeting,
right?
And then you can decide what you want to do if you want to.
Patch see what it looks like, and then we can decide if we want to patch it.
Because if we're going, it's 10 grand to patch it. I mean, I guess we can dump a lot of gravel.
That's kind of
right. See that. Right. I mean, if it's 1500, well,
fine. Oh, yeah. Then 10 grand. Easy use and making sure people are happy about it, then fine. But.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get those numbers and we can make a decision next council meeting on that. Any other questions on the hydrant?
We need to make the motion for.
I
make a motion to approve the new hydrant for Henning. Excavating at $15,250.
Second it.
It's been moved and seconded to award Hennings the bid for $15,250. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzine, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Move on then to the use of diamond piers for footings.
Yeah, so what we had is we had someone come, they put in a deck and they used diamond piers. And then they called for the inspection for the footings, and MinSpec came back and said that diamond piers aren't allowed by code. And I guess just my understanding was they were just allowed by code because everybody uses them. I checked, every city around us allows them. So what MinSpec kind of had told me was, well, city has to approve the use of them. I've talked to, Jason's talked to numerous contractors. Everybody uses them. Nobody has any issues with them. All the cities around us allow them. So all I'm really looking for is a motion for the use of diamond piers for footings. You know, like I said, if MinSpec's worried, they can stamp the permit to say, you know, that diamond piers are allowed, but they're not approved by code. Install at your own risk or something like that if they need some type of wording to cover themselves. But it's kind of weird because I emailed MinSpec, said we're looking to approve this at our next meeting, and is there anything you need from us, you know, in writing? And then all I got back from Scott was, well, why are you looking to approve them? And I said, well, because everyone around us allows the use of them. And nobody's had any issues with them. So unless council sees any objection, I don't.
I don't either.
You've used those, right?
Hmm?
You've used those, right?
No, Mike has on his deck at the cabin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
And
that's what everybody uses because it's so much Mike easier.
He said he hasn't been floating in a long time.
Yeah, these piers, and then there's rods that you drive in.
Yeah, you know, six by six go. Just put, there's little piers, and then there's four different. I don't know what they are, 4 or 5 foot poles pretty much. Yeah. They just pound them. Like one goes this way, one goes that, and just all stagger. So he really can't come up, and it's just.
Yeah, because you do the footing so you don't have the movement.
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
Yeah. If general contractors are willing to use them and put their name on the lane, I don't care what the inspector thinks.
Yeah.
In this case.
Yeah.
Make a motion to allow diamond use piers in the city of Hamburg.
Second.
Moved and seconded to allow the use of diamond piers in the city of Hamburg. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Next on the docket is the cannabis ordinance.
Yeah, so I've had our attorney reach out to us and ask if we've basically anybody knocking on the door about, you know, the new legislation. And, you know, some cities are enacting moratoriums to allow them time to come up with something for cannabis. Basically, the use in public. I've had a local establishment said they would be in favor if the city did enact something, as into like the no smoking within 20 feet or whatever. But I think if you kind of go down that road, you probably got to include smoking as well as cannabis, you know, if we're going to look to enact something like that. But they've shown just some concern of, you know, if they're going to be drinking and doing cannabis and then doing it outside, and then the smell that they, you know, bring in, and they would not oppose any regulation by the city. So because of these two things, I bring forth to the city council to see if there's anything you want to pursue in relation to use of cannabis in public.
Council, any thoughts?
I personally feel like if that were to be an issue in Hamburg, that'd already be happening. Don't you think? Do you think people were waiting for legislation?
It's been a week, roughly, yeah. Right?
Especially at where would we start? I guess I don't know where.
And I mean, my only thought too is like the baseball field. What do they feel about that? Is that even?
Or how about the city park? You're playing with your kids down at the park, and there's a guy just decides to light a bowl up. You know, I mean, no, you can't do that. I think you got to have
within some like kind a of park or
establishment. Public, cities.
Like within city. The park, maybe the parking lot in the park or something.
Right.
If you're going to allow it to some type of public.
Because right now we have no ordinance on smoking, right?
That's the thing you got to do too then.
Yeah, then we're going to have to do smoke.
Have a smoke zone in the parking lot or something. Or I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I think it's something to kind of think on before we vote something.
Yeah,
see what other cities
talk this one out.
Yeah, I don't even know what it'd look like right now, but I mean,
see what other cities are doing. Like, say,
I'll see if maybe I can reach out to our attorney and say, do you have any draft ordinances or what are other cities looking at? Maybe what guidelines they're going down to give us an idea of.
And I think a lot of them are
what other cities are doing.
Schools, you
know, and I think that's really what it's aimed towards is the parks and the school and. Probably don't want to sit out there in front of the bus stop, you know.
More probably like on city public buildings,
right? Yeah,
right.
Hall in here,
right?
You know, people sitting on those benches we talked about.
Well, why don't you collect some more information, and I'll check with the mayors too and see what the other mayors are considering in that. We'll go that route. Next item on the business is the town hall meeting for Congressman Tom Emmer on August 16th at 6 o'clock.
Yep. So Mr. Emmer will be here August 16th at 6 o'clock to have a town meeting. So tell your neighbors, now's your chance to provide your 2 cents.
And part of the reason he's having that meeting is they're opening up a satellite office in Chaska, because that now more of Carver County is in Tom Emmer's district where it wasn't in the past. So in order so people can just walk in and talk to one of his minions, and that there's a place in Chaska that, and actually they're having their grand opening on August 16th before he comes out here. So yeah, you know, good chance for a photo op or something like that.
Oh yeah, been waiting for this.
Maybe we can get the local press on here.
Yeah, we can try. I mean, they still won't put her name on the paper.
That wasn't the one I was on.
So any other new business that we need to discuss? Otherwise, we'll move on to city council reports. What?
I was at the Hammerhead and Fish Club meeting or whatever, and they wanted to thank council for waiving the fee for next April or March or April, whenever that is. So they just want me to tell you that.
Well, you can you go back next month and tell them we thank them? Anything else?
Yeah, I got actually a couple things for Zummerfest coming up. Obviously, it's set for the 23rd of September. We'll need to rent the park building down there. So how would you like them to pay you for that? Or who would you like to come up and sign for that?
I guess whoever is willing to put their name on the dotted line. And,
okay.
And then also, do you know, are they looking at some type of insurance?
I believe the bar's covering.
Okay.
I have, because I know her, she's covering this insurance on the alcohol for sure.
What we probably want to do then, in order for the bar to do that, is do we want to allow it as a city festival? Or is the bar going to run it under their caterer's license?
I can't say for sure, but I'm assuming she's going to run it under a caterer's license since it's put on by the Hamburg Fire Department. Okay. It's there.
So that's a thing you might want to start now. And the thing is, she had the caterer's license under Parkside, but now it's know-it-alls. But she's probably got to apply for another caterer's license. And that's $300.
Unless it's transferable.
Unless it's transferable. That's something she want to look into. Yeah.
Right.
Because I think what we've done in the past, we've kind of labeled that as a city festival, which then allows us to designate the bar to.
Right.
Sell alcohol.
Is that the way the Lions used to do it?
No, Lions just use their own insurance. Okay. And then we just pulled whatever liquor license we needed.
Right. Yeah, I'll bring that up to them. And then the other thing was possibly. I know there's, she's still looking. It's going to be part of the Zummerfest day. It's not going to be put on. The fire department is going to be paying for it. The bar will be paying for it. But she's looking at closing part of Railroad Street there next to the bar for a street dance. And what we have to say, our ordinances that we have against that, or to get that done.
I'll look back. We've done that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll find that.
Right.
What is it we did last? Next
I think agenda. We did it.
Okay. We included the resolution, I think, or
okay.
So yeah, I'll look into that.
I don't think we have to.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't know if she's picked a band out yet. She was talking about it, but that was kind of what we've chatted. And the way my understanding that the bar will be putting it on.
I mean, we've done that numerous times, and we did that for the benefit too.
Right. So, but yeah, I'll bring that up with the insurance. Whether we want to make it part of a city festival, or she wants to run under a caterer's license, and if she has her caterer license transferred over or not.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's if all. If she needs anything on that, just have her come up talk
to me. I will.
We'll walk through that.
What is the rental though?
200.
Say what?
Is there anything that we do to like work with that, since it is the fire department and basically a city festival? Is there something we do to?
Well, that's the council could make a motion to waive it or half it or.
Just make a motion to waive it.
I'm fine with waiving it.
That's kind of where I'm at. I mean, it's only $200, but I mean,
it's for the city. I mean, it's,
right. The whole town's invited.
I misheard what you said. What are we waiving?
The park rental fee.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because it's fire department, basically. Okay. City festival, whether it's tagged that or not.
Right. All right.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Second.
So moved and seconded to waive the park rental fee for Zummerfest. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes.
And on the, like back in the day, they used that
that two-story one, that they use that. I mean, are we going to be using that at all or no?
I'm assuming that, I don't know if we'll be using the two-story one, but the big building for sure. And then there's another building there. There's like a food building.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that the ambassadors and stuff will be having food out of that.
Yeah.
I can ask about like the two-story, like octagon kind of building. Well, they plan on using that at all, but for sure, I know those are the two we've have talked about so far.
Okay. Anything else?
Why do you ask?
I was just curious.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you needed something in there. Or...
No, I just, if they would, I just want to make sure that the doors and everything work, then fill up the doors and everything.
Gotcha. Yeah. I'll bring that up to them.
Plus there's a lot of stuff in there.
There's that's what I thought. Stuff's in there too. So I just, I know back in the day they used it and then I don't know, they start getting away with it and they got a beer truckers. That's been so long since Summerfest has been.
Well, 1 year during Ribfest, the Lions, I think we sold ice cream out of that thing.
So yeah, if you guys just let me know.
Right. I'll bring it up to them if we have plans to use it. Maybe they want to, if they don't have a beer, you know, regularly they can serve beer out of there, or someone can serve ice cream or something else out of there. The way I think the plan is now, our itinerary is pretty well set. The far parking lot where the, is that baseball field one over there? The far one to the east?
East field.
Yeah, east field. That parking lot, I think, and along that walking path is where there will be a rib competition. That's where people will start setting up. The big parking lot by field two is where there will be a classic car show there in the morning. And then followed by mini rods where the tractor pole farming starts. And then there'll be little kid poles kind of where they always have them between the buildings there. So that whole bit main area of the park will be occupied.
Cool. Very cool. Okay. Now we'll move on to city council reports, since that was part of your city council report.
Nope.
Council?
No. I guess I don't have too much. I think they left a street sign from the new road that they did in my lawn, so I moved it into the street for them because that's where it belongs. Sign. So I don't know if you want to read out to
them. I'm sure they'll pick it up in the next 3 months.
Yeah, well, I was sitting in my lawn.
There's snowfall.
A couple people stopped by and going, you know, I mean, you probably could move that out of your lawn. I'm like, well, I'm thinking about starting to kill the grass, so I moved it for them.
They got to put all the signs back up too. Yeah.
Right.
And our speed sign.
So I'm sure they'll see it, but other than that.
You don't want to keep it for a souvenir?
No.
You could close the road.
I was thinking about looking at my neighbor across the streets, back garage area. But
would you do that? Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that for you. But yeah, other than that, I guess.
You just save it for, bring it up for Summerfest.
Yeah. Road closed. And we use it for the, when we lock the street down. Yeah, perfect. You know, we might keep that. And your cul-de-sac issues were resolved?
Yeah, thank you. I think they're all through the same week. Squeaky wheels get the grease.
Yeah.
Other than that, I haven't heard any complaints from anybody or anything, so I'm good.
Excellent. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
The only thing I have is that we will be getting out a newsletter this week.
Figured that.
So if there's anything that anybody has or wants in there, let myself or Jeremy know.
Jeremy.
Hopefully it gets delivered. Oh, yeah. I think I might have dropped the ball, and I think we talked about this, but if anyone wants to sign up for the last 4 weekends for the pond closure,
I can do the 9th.
I can do the 12th. That's this weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend, there's one.
I'll do the whatever that's after the 12th.
What are we doing?
I said the 12th.
Tim, after the 12th.
Well. 20.
That work?
Oh.
Volunteer for the 23rd.
If you can't do it, let me know. I can do it. I can do it otherwise.
What are we doing?
You just got to lock up the bond.
Oh,
at noon.
I got the 26th.
Yeah, the 23rd of September.
And I'll send this out.
Yeah, at Summerfest.
I'll do it. I can do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Tim, you can do the 12th and 26th and 23rd.
I mean, I'll be right there. But yeah. You want to come up and hang out? Sure.
Jim, well.
All right. There you go. Anything else? Otherwise, I look for a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
It's moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Pulsing, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for August 8th, 2023 is adjourned at 1955.